Keith Peters reporting. The U.S. on Friday began to carry out strikes against Iran-backed militants and Iranian military targets in Iraq and Syria in retaliation for a drone strike on an American base in Jordan last Sunday that killed three U.S. service members. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. hit more than 80 targets in Iraq and Syria.
Target facilities included command and control centers as well as headquarters buildings and intelligence centers, rocket, missile, and drone storage facilities, and logistics and munitions supply chain facilities.
Kirby says the U.S. is not seeking war in the Middle East.
We will not hesitate to defend our people and hold responsible all those who harm Americans at a time, a place of our choosing. That began tonight, but it will not end tonight.
A federal judge has formally postponed Donald Trump's March trial on charges of plotting to overturn the 2020 election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan vacated the March 4 trial date as she waits for Trump's appeal to work its way through the courts. She did not immediately set a new date. A federal appeals court is currently reviewing the former president's argument that he's immune from prosecution for actions he took while in the White House. With a delay in the case, a separate case in New York on alleged hush money payments might proceed first. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis, in a court filing, has acknowledged having a personal relationship with a special prosecutor she hired for the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump. But Friday's court filing argues there are no grounds to dismiss the case or to remove Willis from the prosecution. On Wall Street, the Dow by 134 points. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of Generation Z.
They are Americans ranging in age from 11 to 26, essentially the nation's teens and 20-somethings. And the Public Religion Research Institute has been asking them some questions. The new poll reveals that Gen Z is much less religious than all previous demographic cohorts and less likely to attend church. Gen Z is also more likely to identify as LGBT, 28%, compared to 16% of millennials and 7% of Gen X. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Kentucky House passed a bill instructing public schools to set aside time for a moment of silence at the start of each school day. The measure easily cleared the House and now moves to the Senate. The moment of silence would last 1 to 2 minutes at the start of each day in public schools. Students would decide how to use that time, and school personnel would be prohibited from instructing them on their silent reflection. This is SRN News. There's another vehicle recall. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Tesla's recalling almost every vehicle it has sold in the U.S. The problem is the warning lights on the instrument panel. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the brake, park, and anti-lock brake warning lights have a smaller font size than required, and that can make critical safety information hard to read, thereby increasing the risk of a crash. This recall covers the models S, X, 3, and Y from various years. It even covers the brand new 2024 Cybertruck. The fix is an online software update. I'm Rita Foley.
ExxonMobil's fourth quarter revenue and profits declined as the oil giant was weighed down by a hefty impairment charge tied to regulatory issues in California. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.